Okay, all right. We're very glad to be here, second year in the Big 12. I've got five of our leaders I brought with me. I'm going to tell you a little bit about each one of those guys. KJ Jefferson, the quarterback, transfer from Arkansas. Really a skill set fits what we really like to do. I recruited him out of high school. We know each other well. And he was one of the better offensive players in the SEC, you know, the last 3 years. R.J. Harvey, a running back. He had a great year for us last year, a guy that went into college football as a quarterback and was really still learning to play the position even as of last year. The sky's the limit for this guy. Really excited to have him back. Wide receiver Colby Hudson, transfer from Auburn, actually played for me at Auburn. He's one of the leading receivers in the league last year. I think he's set up to have a big-time year. Lee Hunter, another guy that was with me at Auburn, a defensive tackle, transferred in, turned into one of our team leaders, a big athletic guy, really has a chance to be a dominant player really in the trenches. And the last one is a linebacker safety, kind of hybrid, Deshaun Pace, transferred from Cincinnati. We needed some playmakers on defense, you know, after last year, and we're really blessed to have him come in. I think he's probably the first guy that was at Big 12 Media Days last year with another team, and then he's at Big 12 Media Days with our team. So that's kind of a sign of a new age of college football also. But like I said, we're blessed to be here, looking forward to our second season in the Big 12. Questions?
All right, we'll take questions. Coach, please raise your hand. We'll get you a handheld microphone. First one will be over here on the right side, fourth row in the middle.
Tyler Budge, CF Budge. Coach, recruiting in the state of Florida is always a super competitive mess, basically. And with so many schools currently surging, including UCF in terms of recruiting, we saw South Florida under Alex Golish have a really great class this last year. Miami, Florida State, Florida, all those programs recruiting at a high level. Could you talk about the sort of knife fight that happens in the state of Florida in terms of recruiting and how you've experienced that here?
Yeah, first of all, the state of Florida is one of the best, you know, places in the country, if not the best place to recruit. We're right in the middle of the state. You know, we recruit against Florida, Florida State, Miami. I mean, that's really what it's about. It's really big for us. I mean, they have a lot of money in their collectives and competitive and all that. We're fortunate enough to play one of them. We play Florida in the middle of the season. That's going to be big for us in a lot of different ways, but specifically recruiting. But, yeah, that's who we're up against.
I will stay on the right side, second row in the middle.
Kinsbury, touchdowns and tangents. Coach, obviously you bring in KJ. How do you speak to just the volume of what he brings as a quarterback? Because throughout your coaching career, you've always had a guy at quarterback who was just, he had something about him, X factor. So what does he bring on the field, and how has he kind of, you know, definitely improved from since he was at Arkansas?
Well, he definitely fits what we like to do. I mean, he's a dual threat guy. He throws a great deep ball. You're talking about one of the more experienced quarterbacks in all of college football. And, you know, 2 years previous to last year, he was one of the better players, offensive players in the SEC. Last year, they changed offenses. They lost some playmakers around him and all that. But we're real excited to have him. We think he's perfect fit for us. We're glad he's leading us.
All right, we'll go to the left side, fifth row, far left side of the fifth row.
Yeah, Gus, Barry Trammell with the Tulsa World. To your left, right here.
There's Barry. Oh, yeah.
How you doing? Hey, Dion gave you a shout-out a few minutes ago. Just talk about being in a conference with a team that's coached by Deion Sanders.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm a big Deion fan. Goes back to his playing days and all that. And I just the exposure that he's given our conference, I think, is excellent. He does his own way, but I think he brings a lot to our conference. I think he is doing a lot of great things. You know, his son is one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterback. You know, we play him early. That'll be a huge game. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, he does a great job.
All right, fourth row on the right side, right on the aisle.
Neil Meyer with the Front Office News. Coach Malzahn, you just talked about Deshaun Pace a little bit. You welcome in Cincinnati transfers, Miles Montgomery and Brian Threats as well. Just talk about what you've seen from them throughout this spring and summer.
Yeah, it's kind of a rival team of ours, so we know them well. We played against them the last 2 years and had some really last 3 years since I've been there. And we know a lot about them. They're both three hard-nosed, really good football players, and so we're really blessed to have them on our side this year.
Okay, we're staying on the right side, halfway back on the aisle.
Coach Malzahn, Alex Blackburn, College Football Dogs. With the stable of running backs that you have, how does that open up play calling? And, you know, including Jefferson, are we going to see a more, I guess, vintage Malzahn offense to this offense this year?
Well, first of all, I'm really excited about the playmakers we have. You know, we're a run play action team with emphasis on throwing it deep and playing fast. And when you can run the football, opens up everything. You know, we got RJ, Penny Boone is a transfer that come in. We're really excited about him. KJ's a run threat too. And then, of course, you know, we got playmakers at wide receiver, you know, with Colby Hudson, Xavier Townsend. So really, we got the pieces of the puzzle. We just got to get it done on the field.
Or we'll go to the left side, far left side, on the, about the middle.
Jeremy Schnell, Arizona Sports. Coach, with Kenny Dillingham now in your conference, where have you seen him grow since he coached under you at Auburn? And what is it going to be like to face him this year?
Yeah, first of all, I'm a big fan of Kenny's. He did a great job with us in 2019. He was my coordinator. We had Bo Nix as a true freshman. We had some huge wins that year, I think, over Oregon and Alabama. He's young, but he's got a lot of wisdom as far as football goes and his approach, and he's got his own way too. And I think nowadays in college football, the guys are true to themselves, and the way they go about it, I think they're going to have an advantage. I think Arizona State's lucky to have him. I think he's one of those guys that are really rising up, you know, and in the coaching profession.
Our right side here, second row in the middle.
Coach Lynn Harrington, Stay Alive Power 5, how you doing?
Good.
That's good. So just to follow up on what you were talking about with your running back, R.J. Harvey, I mean, he had a monster campaign last season, and now don't you think opposing Big 12 defensive coordinator is going to be keen on stopping him? So how do you plan on utilizing him? Are you plan on doing anything with him out the backfield, or you want to use him as a workhorse, or – it's going to be a running back by committee. How you plan on utilizing him?
Yeah, he's very versatile. I think one of his biggest assets is he was a college quarterback coming out of high school. And so he sees the game differently. And when I said he was still learning to play the running back position, there's nothing like getting out there and having to be the guy, understand protections and everything that goes with it. And, yeah, teams will key on him, there's no doubt. But he can do a lot of different things, catch the ball out of the backfield. And we've got some other playmakers around too. So I think that helps him also. But I'm very excited. I've been real blessed to have some really, really good running backs in the past. He's at least in that same conversation. And I think the sky's the limit for him if he stays healthy this year.